At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Under attack, the time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just wait and see, don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn still fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. Tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. No.
Hey, everybody, welcome on into Hump Day Wednesday, August 14th, 2024 edition, Your Defending Fathers. With Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. Text line is open, 231-360-5140. If you have any questions for Dr. Jeff, he's coming on in the next segment. Ask the Vet will be here. Dr. Jeff at the Sioux Animal Hospital up there in Sault Ste. Marie. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. Got a good one lined up for you. Lots of information in Lansing, lots of things happening. Campaign trail has been set, except some issues, problems in certifying the elections in three northern Michigan counties. Now being added into the mix is Alpena County. We talked about Mount Morenci and Antrim yesterday. Well, Alpena now seems there's some irregularities going on with the certification, counting of the ballots in Alpena County. I was given information, led to believe, that none other than Jocelyn Benson herself, the Secretary of State, and possibly the Attorney General, Dana Nessel, are coming to Northern Michigan to investigate, to see what the heck's going on, what happened. Allegedly, certain ballots not counted, messed up precincts, not really sure exactly all of the information, but we will get to the bottom of it and report it to you as we get it. Going to be, I believe, a Board of Commissioners meeting tomorrow to discuss exactly what happened and what they plan to do about it. Is there going to be a hand recount? Is there going to be possibly having to run the election over again? Something happened. They're not really sure at this point exactly what it is. They're investigating it. and we will be following it and reporting it to you as we get the information. You know, this is absolutely amazing. I just find it so interesting that Wayne County, Michigan, one of the most screwed up counties in the state of Michigan when it comes to elections, can certify their elections last Friday at 4:06. 4:06 p.m. last Friday, according to the Secretary of State's website. But yet we can't get things figured out in Mount Morenci, Antrim, and now supposedly Alpena. Kind of interesting. And lastly, the main point of all of this, does this mean the state of Michigan hasn't certified its statewide election yet? Antrim County's not certified. They're claiming they're going to try to get it done today or tomorrow, which is their legislative statute deadline, is to have it done by tomorrow. But the question is, are we certified? Is Rogers, in fact, the nominee for the U.S. Senate? Is Slotkin? Some of these other races, who actually has won? Who has actually been certified to be on the ballot in November for the November 5th general election? So we'll be talking about that and other things. But right now, text me your questions for Dr. Jeff, who will be in the House. 231-360-5140. Short break. We'll be right back.
Hey, Patriots. This is the boss of Veteran John, his wife, Jamie, in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. Mega Water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH and veteran-owned. Go to megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of My Pure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The gun doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the gun doctor.
From Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number one. On the line with us right now is Dr. Jeff from Sioux Animal Hospital up in Sioux St. Marie. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Hey, Jeff, when you're out on farm day, I believe you're doing those on Thursdays?
Yes.
And you're out traveling the countryside, going to these farmers, because now you have field remote equipment that you can basically almost do the same thing almost that you do in the hospital there, short of surgery. But you talk with farmers, you come across different stories, and they are dealing with issues all the time, whether it's MDARD or, you know, environmental quality issues. Used to be the DEQ, now it's Eagle.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
You're hearing all these horror stories, and these farmers convey a lot of information to you all the time as far as what they're dealing with our government. You sent me a story, and just let's talk about it just for a moment here.
Sure.
Before we get into the Sioux Animal Hospital. Yeah. This is the kind of life that farmers are having to deal with. Explain that story that you sent to me.
Well, what it is, it's a farmer that was in, I believe, what was it, Iowa out there? And
yeah.
What had happened is way back in the day, the USDA used to pay to run tile, which is you would bury. If anybody's ever seen, like, out in the fields, they have these big rolls of black pipe.
Yeah.
What that is, it's tile. They bury it in there, and that helps drain the field so that you can grow crops in the field, you know, especially if you got a wet spot or something like that.
Sure.
So this farmer, USDA cost shared with him to drain 22 acres of swamp, okay, so they can, or at least wetter land, so they could actually grow food on it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, all of a sudden, fast forward now about 10 years ago, I think this took 10 years to go. All
yep.
of a sudden, the USDA goes, "Whoa, wait a minute, you drained a wetland. You can't do that. Now we're going to suspend. You can't get any USDA grants. You can't get any help from the USDA at all. And, you know, unless you put it back." And not only did they want that back, then they went over his entire, I think it's several thousand acre. I mean, he's got a huge piece of property out there, and I identified several other quote unquote wetlands. One was right where the irrigation pivot came up. So it would leak. So yeah, it's wet because, you know, that's where the pipe comes up and it leaked. So they started calling that a wetland. And so they're trying to take over more and more of this guy's farm, trying to make him push this 20 acres or so back into a wetland. He has to restore it.
Yep.
And he's like, "Well, wait a minute. You paid for you guys helped pay for doing this. And if it wasn't for the fact that his son was a lawyer, the government just would have just walked all over him." And that's
wow.
what they're and that's what's happening is this war, and that's what they're using is the environment. I'm using my air quotes here.
Yep.
And it's not only just farmers, it's almost anybody with land. I even ran into this where I had a little bit of lake property that I was, you know, trying to develop, and there was just a small wet spot that might have been 15 feet in diameter. Oh, that's a wetland. Had to go through all the you know, hoops and jump through everything to try to get. And actually, got to the point that I got so frustrated with, I just sold the thing and let somebody else deal with it because it was just incredible.
Mm.
You know, just non-responsive, and that's what they're doing is, so I mean, essentially Eagle can come out of your property and go, "Oh, that's a wetland, you can't do anything with it, and it's up to you to defend it."
Right.
And of course,
exactly.
They've got, you know, all the money the government has, all our money, and the wetlands, I mean, now granted, I'm not a, you know, I'm a conservationist too, because I'm a hunter and I'm an outdoorsman. You know, we do
yep.
need to protect it, but at some point, where does individual property rights come? And
well, that's my previous life. I owned Wetland Solutions, and very, very familiar with wetland mitigation and wetland
yep.
determination, and how to remediate. You know, when somebody takes a wetland, what to do about it, how to replace it, but one of the things that farmers have done for years is simply the way they find wetlands, Jeff, like on that piece of property that you owned.
Yeah.
It's indicator species. They look for certain types of vegetation that grows only in a wetlands. And I'll give you a perfect example. Vicky and I built a nice home that we were very excited about because it backed up to 40 acres of woods. You know, there was no plans to develop it. We went down to the township, verified, nope, no plans to develop it. It's going to be woods forever. We went to Mackinac Island to celebrate our anniversary, which is coming up here in 2 days. This Friday, we'll be on Mackinac Island and celebrating. We came home from Mackinac Island, and all the trees were gone. Literally,
holy cow.
I mean, over a week while we were on vacation and celebrating our anniversary, we came home and we walked in the backyard. We had a redwood gazebo with a hot tub and backing up to the woods. I had floodlights on the trees and everything. We walked in the backyard and they were gone. They literally came in with these scissor pinchers that cut trees.
Yep.
Jeff, they logged it.
Yep.
They chipped it.
Yep.
And they rototillered it. They completely flattened it out, claiming they were going to plant corn or hay on it. They were going to farm it.
Yeah.
Well, guess what? All of a sudden, about 6 months later, they decided in the middle of winter, no, we're not going to plant hay or corn or anything there in the spring. We're going to build a subdivision. They submitted plans to build 300 homes behind us on zero lot lines. I mean, these were postage stamp lots with streets and everything, right? So the point of the matter is, had you just simply graded that wetlands, that 15 square feet or whatever it was, diameter piece of wetlands, if you had just used some type of device to grade it, to flatten it, to smooth it out, call them back and say, hey, come back and look at my property. Well, what happened to that? What are you talking about? Well, we're getting ready to plant some corn there. Yep. You could have eliminated all those problems. There's so many tricks to the trade. But you were trying to do it by the rules and follow the law, basically.
Yeah. And what really got me was just the size of it. I mean, and to the point, if you're using their definitions, there's a drainage ditch that runs right here next to the clinic that's got it's a wetland.
Yep.
Well, yeah, it's artificial wetland because it drains the tribal hospital's parking lot next, you know, across the street.
Sure.
But that's what it's got in there. And it's, you know, like I said, one aspect I understand, we do have to take care of the environment and be good stewards, but we still have to live on this planet. We have more and more people. We need more and more space to grow food. And I think the best definition I've heard of farming is the act of working 400 hours a week to produce food to feed people that believe that you're killing them. I mean, you know,
exactly.
Which is about it, you know.
And
even, you know, the people, even you get with the vegans and they're like, well, which is actually kind of funny because when you really look at it, what is actually, if you're vegan, you can't eat any blueberries, you can't eat any fruit, because those are all produced by animals, because it's the bees that pollinate those. And we've talked about bees before.
Sure.
So, but yeah, we need land available, and more land gets lost to development, or the state the government just takes it from you without compensation. That's the other part of it too,
right?
Because I had the two lots. I had that lot, then I had a lot across the street, which that one I knew was a lot more, well, it had pitcher plants growing on it, which was kind of cool. It's one of those little carnivorous plants. I didn't know we even had them up here.
Right.
so it was kind of cool. So I knew that was wet, but then they're like, oh, no, well, you're going to pay taxes. I'm like, I can't use it. I was like, so I don't know. My thing it says if the state says that you can't use your property, the state needs to buy it from you at market value.
Well, what we did was, if it was naturally occurring wetlands, you know, God created it, it's been there since the beginning of time, then we specialized in developing other wetlands. We took dry land, turned it into wetlands, 3-to-1 ratio. If you wanted a 1 acre permit, we'd build 3 acres of new wetlands in the same underground water aquifer. They'd give you a permit, you could fill in your wetlands, do your development, and you're on your way. But that's, again, a whole nother life. But the main point I brought it up for is because when you're out there talking to these farmers I'm sure they're probably sharing with you their horror stories on dealing with the government and all these different governmental agencies.
Oh, yeah. And it's also as far as, like, you know, you'll have, you know, animal dairy farms or things like that, and then you've got waste you've got to get rid of. Well, now they're just putting, you know, regulation upon regulation and just harassing these farmers who don't make a lot of money already, dragging them into court. Again, government's got unlimited resources to keep dragging you in where we're having to try to pay out of pocket, and a lot of farmers just go, you know, I'm done, throw their hands up, quit, roll out, you know. And even here, I know, and I know we've talked about this over and over again, and everybody knows this is something, you know, that's really important to me. Because even here, I'm watching the people that we're bringing in hay right now, and the guys running it, I see a lot of gray hair on tractors. And, you know, what's going to happen? You know, we've got to have that younger generation come up and you know, understand this is important, this is needed. You know, that's where, like I said, my degree is in, you know, Michigan State is a land grant college, which means that it was specifically put there to teach agriculture back when it was old Michigan Agricultural College, MAC, way back in the days.
Still, and I believe I'm one of the smokestacks over there in Lansing.
So that's kind of how I learned it, too. I was looking, I said, well, I'm MSU, why does it say MAC? And then I started getting into the history of it, and I'm like, oh, wow, that's pretty cool. So ironically, also, I believe U of M is a land-grant college, too, except they don't teach agriculture, so I think they need to give their land back. But, you know,
they teach communism is what they teach. So, got it. Well, listen, I wanted to put that out there so that people know how active you are in the farming community. If they know farmers that don't live necessarily near Sault Ste. Marie, the immediate area, but yet you're always looking to expand your services for farm services, let people know if they have farmers that they like and know about in their communities. Make sure you give Dr. Jeff's number to them if they're seeking, you know, a veterinarian that can come right directly to the farm.
Yeah, and we can do that. You know, we've been to Onaway, we've been to Petoskey. I've been as far as Germfask here in the UP.
Sure.
So, yeah, we cover a big section.
Very good. Excellent.
You know, so,
I wanted to ask you, too, we're heading into the dog days of summer. We're wrapping it up here, heading into Labor Day. Normal business hours for the clinic, for the hospital, no changes for the holiday season at all that you want to let people know about?
Nope, no changes. Same thing, 8 to 5, Monday through Friday.
Okay, very good. So. And then lastly, we are past the spring dental checkup that we normally talk about here on the show, but you're still providing those services as well?
Oh, yeah. Yep. Actually, there is a dog having a dental done as we speak now. So.
Love that little dental room that you put together there at the animal hospital. That is really, really cool.
Yeah, it has certainly helped a lot. It made us a lot more efficient and be able to provide those services.
Great, great, great. Final thoughts before we let you go for this week?
Your local fairs are coming up, especially here in Chippewa County, kind of to circle back to the farm. And another important thing, too, especially Chippewa and Antrim County and like that, support your 4-H auctions, because we talk about the younger generation coming up. That is the younger generation right there. And up here, I kind of notice sometimes it's the same kind of core group of people that are buying the projects, and they... from the steers or the lambs or chickens or whatever. But really need to get in there and get that. Really kind of support these kids, because that's the next generation.
Absolutely. Again, store the phone number in your phone, please. 906 area code 635-5910. 906-635-5910. Thanks a lot, Jeff. We'll talk to you next week.
All right. Talk to you next week.
This is Michigan News Source, your award-winning news team, covering the big stories that affect you across Michigan and throughout the region.
From Michigan News Source, I'm Cheryl Fritz. Our top story this hour, all